Hello, good masturbator morning, the show within a show. Within a fleshlight? No, it's within a show. Where I just talk about whatever my boner was thinking about when I was sleeping. And so today, we're going to talk about ethical downshifting. Now, I do have to admit that I wasn't really given these thoughts by penis, but, you know, I was masturbating to them at night. I woke up in the morning, I had a few DMs talking about downshifting, so we're going to talk about that. Yeah, so for those of you who aren't acquainted, downshifting is a type of loser baiting where you essentially just cut out every single thing that doesn't help your masturbation. So for some masturbators, most masturbators, honestly, it's like a shitty relationship, shitty living situation, shitty job, stuff that gets in between them and their penis, which like is entirely fair, right? You're allowed to, as a grown adult, decide who you have and what type of relationships you want in your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I prefer penis over all of my work friends. I prefer penis over all of my family. I prefer penis over my job. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Now, what starts to happen, though, is, you know, people get get overzealous. I'll just say that. And they try to cut out tons of their life. For example, I know fucking downshifter loser baiters who have like filed for divorce and live in like a studio apartment now, and they're as happy as can be. But for some people, you know, they file for divorce, never see their family again, and you know, then they start getting homesick, and then they quit loser baiting altogether. And that's what we're trying to avoid here, right? I don't want somebody to go through a hard time just for fucking porn addiction. Even though, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, it's all up to you. I just want you to recognize that you are the one in control. That's what solo sexuality is. That's what porn addiction is. You are the one that's in control. And so downshifting, in a way, is both sort of prostrating yourself, like kneeling before the altar of what you want sexually, and what you do all by yourself. You know, you're devoting yourself to that. And, you know, throughout human history, there are countless religious figures, for example, who just end up isolating themselves, which is completely fine, right? They decide, I do not want to have a single distracting thought. I don't want to have a single distraction between me and my spiritual journey. And the same can be said for downshifting, for loser baiting, for gooning, right? If you really do want to tear down and curate your life to fit it in a more sexual lens, go for it. That's what I say, right? You only live once. I don't want anybody to wait until they're retired to do this, which is something that a lot of older baiters do regret. They talk to me and start asking me like, damn, if I were in your shoes right now, I would be so fucking happy. Because a lot of men do want to live this way. They want to live in a way that is just so completely sexual and so personal. They want to move to a bachelor pad and never bring anybody in to fuck. It's completely normal. That being said, with the ethics part of downshifting, it's important to realize that there's a penis life balance that you need to achieve. So, you know, we are social creatures, as much as I hate to admit. And so you do have to maintain some connections to the outside world. I know that there's this temptation that a lot of loser baiters and gooners have to cut everybody out of their life and just go it solo. And you can do that. You can totally do that for a few months. But over time, you will find that you do need those external connections to keep you sane. The effects of isolation weigh heavy on any masturbator's mind, and so it's important to maybe have a small group of friends, or maybe have a large group of friends that you talk to very surface level. That way, you know, you get that part of your brain that really craves that social connection to feel safe, and get it really nice and stimulated so you can go back to your bait cave and stimulate yourself. Now, for some masturbators, this is easy because they still hold part-time jobs well into retirement, so they're always interacting with people. But nowadays, with remote work and the ability to just stay inside your bait cave all the time, it's just not as feasible as it used to be. So, you know, consider doing charity work, consider doing a part-time job, consider doing something where you're just out there in the public eye. That way you go back to your bait cave and, you know, you have your brain all refreshed, all ready to go. But keep in mind that because you are downshifting, you know, if the job starts to take precedent over your sex life, which, you know, has happened for me in the past as well, I hate to admit, then, you know, feel free to quit it, but always have a backup plan, right? And speaking of backup plans, like ethical downshifting, it does require you to have a safety net. I know that there are some broke baiters out there who don't really have a choice. And so, you know, they just masturbate themselves and they've got like 3 cents in their bank account. They're just living life as happy as can be. But personally, I have been through financial precarity before and I do not wish that on anyone. So, you know, if you have the means to do so, I'd say try to save up at least 6 months of living expenses just in case, you know, you masturbate yourself into a stupor and you're unable to really function. And another thing to keep in mind when downshifting ethically is, you know, masturbation, while it is and can be very self-destructive, if you're downshifting, your day-to-day life should not be miserable. Sure, it's okay to wallow in pits of misery every now and then, maybe over the course of a weekend or 3 days or an entire week if you're really crazy like that. But, you know, if you want to live the type of life where, you know, you're just in squalor and filth and not really taking care of yourself, you know, that borders on more self-neglect. Now, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I do recommend that you should be able to have a way out of your situation at all times, because we are just doing this just for fun. You know, it is very, very hot to see some people's lives where they're just like completely surrounded by sex toys and, you know, covered in cum, and they sleep on dirty sheets and rarely take baths and all they do is watch pornography. Like, that's all very hot. But, you know, I wouldn't willingly encourage somebody to pursue that lifestyle without, you know, having breaks in between. It's very important also to make sure that you take care of your teeth, take care of your eyes, take care of your heart health, and get enough exercise. But also to make sure that you're doing all of that while downshifting. Because there are basic requirements to life that need to be fulfilled in order for you to enjoy your porn as thoroughly as possible. You can't really hop on cam and bait and goon with your bros if you have like an impacted tooth, for example. You know, you need to take care of those things. And I know some loser baiters always feel as though they're not real loser baiters because they still take care of themselves. And to be quite honest, you know, that's a very valid concern, but it just isn't helpful to your penis masturbation. You know, you should be able to take care of those types of needs as they arise, or if you have a partner who is loving, they can help you take care of those needs to an extent. Because the entire goal of downshifting, at least ethically, is to decrease the amount of stress that your body and your mind faces on a daily basis, so that way you can focus on masturbating. So if you are looking to downshift, whether it be by cutting your hours at work or finding a new job, moving into a smaller place, cost cutting, getting more porn screens and selling all of your old hobbies, you know, it's completely fine to do so. Just make sure that you're doing it in your best interest. Make sure you're not neglecting your body in any way, because remember that your masturbator body is attached to your penis, and your penis is attached to the porn. And so when you're not busy masturbating or under the influence of pornography, really make these decisions to downshift matter? Just for one more example, I know a lot of loser baiters want to move to cheaper apartments so that way they cut their cost of living. And, you know, it's important to weigh whether that's a good decision. For example, you look around the area. If it's a very dangerous, rough area, you know, are you going to be able to get comfortable enough to masturbate if you're worried about somebody breaking in and stealing everything you own? Not really, right? And so, you know, make all of your choices in your best interest. If you are going to seriously downshift, make sure to consult with your genitals before any big life decisions and give it a night of masturbation and mulling it over before you finally decide to give in. Otherwise, you may find yourself in a very non-masturbatory state of mind for an extended period of time, all because you acted too impulsively. But if it does happen, just remember, you're just a stupid masturbator just going through life. So, you know, I definitely do try to push all these loser baiters towards a more healthy direction from time to time. And I hope that helps you with your decisions, whatever they may be. But just keep in mind that your choices are yours alone. And if you don't make the choice to make your life more centered around masturbation, somebody else will make the choice for you.